You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stadio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
In a slightly frantic first half at times, AFC Totten took an early lead and doubled their lead not long before half-time through Jack Hoey to give them a 2-0 lead at home to Cinderford Town. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. I'm Doug Webber and I'm joined by my co-commentator still, Benjamin. Benji, 2-0 lead at half-time. You would think that Dan Sackman would be relatively happy, but he didn't look overly happy on the touchline.
No, I think it's partly because the reverse fixture was 8-1. It's always unrealistic to ask your team to win 8-1 any game, I think, even if you are miles better than the opponent. But it's not necessarily about the way you're performing. Even if, you know, sometimes you could be really dangerous and you're just not finishing your chances. But as long as you're doing the right things constantly, a manager might be happy, whereas you could be very far ahead and actually still not necessarily playing that well.
Exactly. So let's have a little rundown of the halftime scores in the Division 1 South, and I'll hand over to you for that.
And believe me, there are some interesting scores going around. Scholing are 1-0 up at home to Biddeford. It's the same scoreline. Willand 1-0 up at Slimbridge. Let me have a look around. Maybe the game of the day so far, at least in terms of goals, is at Barnstable. Winchester are 3-2 up there. Of course, we're 2-0 up here at home to Cinderford. A Ben Bamant penalty has put Bristol Manor Farm 1-0 up at Melksham. Evesham are 2-1 up at home to Lymington, coming from behind after going 1-0 down. I think all of you looking at the table would be very interested at Froome Town, where they are 2-0 down at home to Cirencester. So as things stand, Cirencester will leak from Froome at the top of the table, and there's no goals between Highworth and Fulton Rovers.
But we are back, ready to go in this second half. The halftime music still playing. Steve Brookwell just shutting that down now, but the subs are all off the pitch and the teams are back ready on the pitch. So we've got Cinderford Town in their all green kit, shooting from right to left in this second half. And we've got AFC Totten shooting from left to right, just waiting for the referee to get this back underway here.
Doesn't look like there's any halftime substitutes for either side.
No, it looks like it's the same 22 players on the pitch, and we are underway here at the Snow Stadium. Hoey gives it to Reed and back to Jefford, and already giving it to Kampugamu.
I didn't get time to update you on how the Southern League Division 1 South sides are doing in the FA Trophy. Larkhall, who bested us in the last round, are 2-0 down away at Stockport. Plymouth Park, we've got a long old trip all the way up to Spennymoor Town, but they've gone into half-time 1-0 up.
Wow, that could be a massive story for Plymouth Parkway, playing their first season at this level in the eighth tier of English football. The throw-in goes onto the head of Griffin there, and it's headed away, but now Masterton gives it to Griffin, and there's a challenge here on him. And it's just a little bit messy at the moment. But the ball goes out of play off Griffin's toe, and it will be a throw-in to Cinderford. That could be a massive story for Plymouth Parkway.
It could, and obviously having a great FA Trophy run is wonderful. I don't begrudge them that at all. But because the pitch down at Bolitho Park is not necessarily the best surface in the league. Sorry, I'll let you cut in here.
Yeah, throw in from Griffin, finds Kasimu. Kasimu down in the corner, looking to get into a crossing position. Bourne does put the ball into the box, and it's cleared away there by Molyneux, and I think it will go all the way out for a throw in.
I was just going to say that they've only played 15 league games this season. Another game in the FA Trophy, that'll be another league game rearranged. They could have a massive fixture pile up at the end of the season, although if it means a really good FA Trophy run, I'm not sure they'll mind.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see whether they do move to another ground temporarily that might have better drainage or an all-weather pitch.
Artificial surface.
Yeah, there is one at Devon FA at Coach Road in Newton Abbot, which would make the journey for all the away sides half an hour shorter as well. So we'll see whether they choose to do that. But that is kind of one of their weapons, is that being so far from a lot of the teams, it is quite a daunting prospect.
Absolutely is. As we mentioned, it's not necessarily the best pitch in the league, but it's a nice little stadium they've got down there at Bolitho Park. They get a decent support out despite the location. Yeah, it's certainly one of the tougher places to go in the league, I think.
There is some football going on here, and Hoey plays the ball through, and Griffin's through on goal. Can he tuck it away? He tries to go round the goalkeeper, but just puts it straight at the goalkeeper's midriff. Maybe should have taken his shot earlier. But maybe lacking a little bit of confidence is Sam Griffin there.
Yeah, there was a defender there.
That is a disgusting challenge. That is a horrendous challenge from Chambers on Jack Masterton right in front of the AFC Totten bench. And that is a vile, vile challenge. And he's been led away by the referee. Sorry to interrupt you, Benj, there. But
No, absolutely fine.
The referee is just having a chat with the guys on the bench. Okay, so Harry Medway is being booked from not even on the pitch.
From the bench.
So
I mean, it's a two-footed sliding challenge from Carnell Chambers on Jack Masterton. He's got none of the ball and all of Masterton right in front of the Totten dugout, which is part of the reason why the yellow cards come out, because they were right there and they were incensed.
The referee, that's nice to see. He's just gone over to check that Jack Masterton is okay. He's back on his feet here, but that was right on this touchline. And you could see how ferociously fuming Liam Robinson was about that, and I can only imagine that the referee is going to have to take severe action here, because that was a horrendous challenge. The referee's just leading the players away, leading Olamiwa, Kapugamu and Jefford away. So we're just waiting to find out what happens here. And the referee is reaching for his pocket, not sure what colour it's going to be. Looks like it's only going to be a yellow card, which has got to be a surprise.
You can see the grin on Chambers' face, because I think he probably feels he's got away with murder.
Yeah, and it is only a yellow card there.
I think that Chambers can probably count himself fortunate.
Incredibly lucky there, and just before that, we were going to go to a bit of news, and this is quite key in at the top of the Division 1 South, as Biddeford have levelled it up against Sholing.
They have indeed. Theo Simpson scores right after half-time, so 1-1 there. An own goal from Aaron Parsons has put Bristol Manor Farm 2-0 up at Melksham, and Jason Brooks has equalised for Lymington 2-2 away at Evesham.
Free kick from the horrendous challenge there by Chambers, and it will be an AFC Totten throw-in.
The third player in the book for the visitors.
Griffin gives it to Kasimu. Kasimu with the shot. It's come off the defender and it will be a corner ball to Totten.
I think it was Reed on the edge of the area who took the shot in the end, actually.
Who did I say?
Kasimu.
Oh,
Kasimu gave it back to Reed.
I
know what you've done. Don't worry.
I do apologise. It was a quick play there. But hey, my brain's clearly not quick enough for it. But it's short corner here. Taken from Masterton to Kasimu. Just a loose touch there. But he keeps hold of the ball at the second attempt. Kasimu goes around the back of Emmett here. He plays the ball across, and it's Kapugamu with the opportunity there from about the 12-yard mark, and he's put it Jones's goal.
Yeah, he's coming towards the ball, and he wrapped it around, took it towards goal, but really dangerous there. We saw in the game against Derley that not afraid to get stuck in the midst of things from the set piece.
Loose touch there in midfield from Freeman. Gives it to Reggett. Jack Hoey wins that ball. And it's high lofted ball from Masterton looking for Griffin. And it comes off Griffin's head. It's headed onto Griffin's head and it goes out for a throw-in.
I think that's what I was going to say. When Griffin had that opportunity one-on-one, there was a defender closing in, so he tried to take it around the defender and then he finds himself pretty much in front of the keeper. He's tried to just curl it round, but he hasn't got it right at all.
Bourne's header there finds Molyneux. Hoey wins the header, but Kasimu has conceded the free kick for the pull on the shirt of Molyneux.
And Molyneux was not happy about that.
But he's got to be careful. He's on a booking already.
Don't want to be giving too much back chat to the referee because it's a real waste, really, if you get a second booking for dissent.
Poor touch there by Jefford. And there's a chance for Drew here. And he's put it just into the side netting. And that is a let-off for AFC Tottenham.
It's a let-off for the captain as well because he's been pretty solid at the back so far today, generally. But just got the touch wrong of the clearance. And then from a narrow angle, Drew couldn't quite squeeze it in at the near post. But again, Tottenham, they've got to keep that focus and they've got to keep that concentration up.
You never want to give away opportunities to your opposition, but you definitely don't want to give it to their top scorer. And the header from Griffin finds Kasimu. Can he tuck it away? That's a great save by the foot of Jones. That was nestling into the bottom corner. And he has kept them in this game on a few occasions now.
He was very smartly off his line there. Tried to make himself as big as possible. Kasimu went with that left-footed across the keeper and he made himself big, kept that leg splayed wide and just got enough on it to prevent it from going goalwards.
Reed gives it to Hoey, bounces it off him and now Reed's got it again. Kasimu was offside for a second there, but now he gives it to Griffin, who has Bourne on the overlapping run but chooses to go inside. Now finds Bourne, who has Reed overlapping him. Plays the ball into Hoey. Hoey, it bounces up onto... Oh, it sits up beautifully from that first touch. Bounces up off his left foot into the air into a volleying position, but he volleys it wide and high.
Again, just not getting that foot around it enough and just sliced off his boot in the end. If Jones wasn't so quick off his line to recognise the danger, they could have been out of sight already, Tottenham.
Yeah, he's played... considering the scoreline... He's played pretty well, hasn't he, Jones?
I think he has.
He's not made many crucial mistakes. He did flap at a couple of corners in the first half, but with the massive bodies, with the kind of current game that they play from corners, it's always difficult to get a touch on it as a goalkeeper.
Yeah, so much now they will crowd a couple of players around the keeper so that they can't make their way through the traffic to find that opening.
So we'll be a throw-in to Callum Bourne here on this near side. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, still 2-0, the halftime score. We've played just under 10 minutes, but Tottenham have had the best of it in this second half so far.
Yeah, keeping an eye across the goals across the divisions, across the cup competitions. Still nothing else to tell you about. I take that back. We have had a couple of goals. Evesham have taken the lead once more through Bradley Gray. They're now 3-2 up at home to Lymington. And there has finally been a goal at Highworth. They've taken a 1-0 lead through Ashley Edenborough.
Masterton rides a couple of challenges, gives it to Reggett. Reggett puts the cross in, but it's a diving header there from Brooks, of all people, coming all the way back from his attacking position to get that out of play and for a corner.
Cinderford having to defend in numbers now because Tottenham are flooding forward. That goal at Highworth is important because they're playing at home to Poulton Rovers, who have been one of the best travelling sides in the league. So a home win against Poulton is no slouch. That was a great result for Highworth if they can hold on.
There's also a goal in the Premier League for Newcastle United at home to Watford, and it's Saint-Maximin who has scored it. Alan Saint-Maximin, probably their talisman in that Newcastle side. It will be a corner ball from Reed here. Curls it into the box. Olamiwa is rising highest, but it's punched away by the goalkeeper there.
We spoke about making your way through traffic there. That's a superb punch.
And a ball across from Reed. Kasimu tries to lay it off for Jefford, but he just fluffs his lines and can't give it away. But now there's an opportunity for Cinderford. Not many players back here for Tottenham. Brooks plays it out wide to Drew. And there's a 1-2 there around the corner. Drew will get this back again. He's met by Hoey. Slows the attack down slightly. Hoey does really well and he wins the ball superbly and can give it away to Reed, who's driving forward now, looking for options, but he's just run it out of play. But that was a real opportunity for Hish to give that ball to Jefford to have an unobstructed goal.
He just undercooked the layoff a little bit. I think he was worried about getting too much on it and just didn't really get enough on it at all, to be honest.
Yeah, can't blame the surface. It's looking absolutely spectacular here at the Snow Stadium.
It's the service rather than the surface.
Oh, that's a great line. That is a...
It was all right.
You know what? 5 stars for that.
More incident at Barnstable in that... well, Barnstormer, to be honest. It was 3-2 to the visitors. I'll leave this.
Yeah, there's an opportunity here. And Haswell, the left-back driving forward there for Cinderford and forced Bourne into a challenge. And it will be a corner ball.
I was just going to say that Winchester were 3-2 going into the second half. And Barnstable's go is going to get a little bit tougher because Humphreys has been sent off for the hosts.
So this corner to be taken by their top scorer, Drew. Curled into the box. And Griffin comes and wins that header and it will be a throw-in.
I think that's the first time that Lewis Noyes hasn't been able to get two hands on the delivery from a set piece. But Sam Griffin doing what needs to be done.
Emmett drives past Hoey and Bourne. And a little bit of ingenuity there from Adi Olamima to put it behind. Opportunity to take the ball short here. Emmett gives it to Brooks. Brooks clips it into the box. There's a player there and it's not met by any of the Tottenham players and it's driven high over there by Zach Drew. And there was a late challenge there by Pascal Kapugamu on the edge of the box on Drew.
I thought Kapugamu was just sliding in to block the shot.
I think he was, but I think he's left a foot in there.
I don't know how much he caught Drew. That's what the referee's got to decide.
He is walking away not gingerly at all. He looks absolutely fine. But I think Kapugamu's name is going to be taken here. Yeah, but that shows the consistency.
Well,
go on, say it.
I was going to say, I'm not sure, because the challenge that Chambers made on Masterton looked to me a good couple of degrees worse than that.
Yeah, that's true. But in terms of free kicks in general, there is going to be a change here for the away side. We will just have a little look
It's Jack Freeman coming off to be replaced by Lewis Spurrier. A little bit of chat in the pod bean. Victoria Rowe says, thanks for the 100th goal winnings, Jack.
Oh, yes. That's good. A good win from you, Vic. We won't ask how much. As much as we will, but just off air. enjoy your holidays. No, it's nothing like that.
I was going to say, I hope not. Otherwise, I would be a lot more miffed about not winning. This is a free kick in a very dangerous position.
Yeah, it is. It's about 20 yards out, just very slightly to the right-hand side. Drew and Brooks standing over it. There is a 5-man wall.
It's quite a
for
tall
AFC
wall
Tottenham.
As well.
Yeah, with Olamiwa, Kapugamu, Griffin, Hoey and Jefford. This is a chance to test Noyce. And it's driven low and it's a good low save by Lewis Noyce. And he palms it wide and Masterton's able to clear it away. And now, good physicality there by Kasimu, but he had hands all over him from number 6, Jamie Bremner. And there's going to be a substitution here for AFC Totten. And it looks like Adam Tomasso is going to be coming on. Can only imagine it's going to be for Freddie Reed, or maybe Jack Masterton. We will see.
I think the Totten bench wasn't happy about that because they had Tomasso ready to come on. And Cinderford took the throw quickly, so they couldn't make the substitution.
Yeah, Tomasso has recovered from a... Oh, that's a great touch there by Griffin from the goal kick there. And he's found Kasimu. Kasimu's in space. He finds Hoey. And there's a little defensive touch there.
Yeah.
And it goes into the keeper's hands. No intent there, so no pass back. And it's headed away from Olamiwa, and it will be a throw-in. But yeah, so... Just interested to see, it's going to be Jack Masterton.
Yeah, I think he took that heavy challenge, so maybe you'll just want to protect him a little bit as well. And Tomasso will provide some defensive steel.
Yeah, Tomasso got injured in training, an ankle injury. It was a little bit innocuous from what I've heard, but it did keep him out of a few games. But it's great to see him back on the pitch.
Yeah, very popular figure around the club. So again, as you mentioned, good to see him back fit and firing. With that free kick, I'm just thinking back to the game against Bristol Manor Farm when we were caught out a couple of times by really low driven free kicks.
Yeah, very true.
So Lewis Noyes, obviously a little bit wary of that, got down well to make the save.
And it is hard for goalkeepers when there is a low driven free kick. We know that Jack Hoey actually scored one in the reverse fixture. One of his two goals was just like that. That cross over from Haswell comes off the head of Jefford, but they win the ball back through their substitute, Lewis Spurrier, and that's a deep cross there, and Bourne, just no nonsense, heads it out for a corner.
Good spell this for Cinderford.
It is a good spell, yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. And they've got a corner here. They've played it short to Emmett. Ginger locks of Emmett there, and it's cleared off Hoey. And it will be a corner ball again.
Yeah, Tottenham just have to absorb a little bit of pressure for the first time this game.
So it will be Ben Brooks from this near side. So cross this ball into the box, and it's headed out by Bourne. There are players on the edge, though. Can they get into a shooting chance? They can't. They're driven wide by Freddie Reed. But they've still got the ball, and now dispossessed by Griffin. And it's cleared long, looking for Kasimu, but Kasimu's not in that position. Oh, and Molyneux does really well to win that ball and drive past a couple of players. Emmett on this near side puts the cross in, and Bourne clears it out for a corner.
They haven't really been flustered from the corners either. Lewis Noyce has claimed it. Callum Bourne's made a couple of great defensive headers, especially considering he's not the tallest of players. A couple of goals to tell you about in the Premier League. Everton have pulled one back at Norwich, so 2-1 there. And Wolves have gone 2-0 up at home to Southampton. Connor Cody's grabbed their second.
So it will be another corner. Ben Brooks puts it into the box, and it's at the near post there, off the head of Jack Hoey. Ben Brooks drives it back into the box, and now Griffin with the second header to get it out. And now Griffin's able to get a touch on it, and there's a 3v1 here for AFC Tottenham. Can Hish play in Raguette? He does. Can he finish it? He does! Jordan Raguette comes back into the team for a league game and tucks it past Jones to give Tottenham a 3-0 lead. And against the run of play.
Brilliant finish, though. That's the risk when you commit a lot of men forward to that set piece, is the potential of the counter-attack. They withstood the pressure, they held firm, and then sprung it free. And as soon as they saw... through the centre, brilliantly weighted ball. Again, Jones quite quick off his line, but Regay just gets in enough to scoop and lift it over the keeper. A brilliant finish, a quality, classy finish from Jordan Regay. And at 3-0, this game is probably out of sight.
And that was real composure there from Hish Kasimu. He could have looked to take on the player, but knowing there were three attackers and just one defender, he chose the right option, gave it to Jordan Regay, and he was able to tuck it away to give a 3-0 lead to Tottenham. But a loose pass there from Jefford has allowed Drew to come away with it. Curls the ball into the box nice and early. But the header from Olamiwa finds Tommaso, and Tommaso plays it to Regay, who lines up a long ball forward, trying to give it to Kasimu. And it's, wow, a little bit of a loose header, but they've been able to win the ball back, have Cinderford, and it's cleared long into the crowd. But Tottenham will not mind that.
Yeah, really unselfish forward play from Kasimu for the goal. And already you're seeing there what Adam Tommaso provides. His phases of play quickly, getting the ball downfield early.
I like the phrase defensive nous when talking about Adam Tommaso. I think we know he can play centre half as well, but of course not the stature of a centre half, but in that defensive midfield role, he's really made it his own. And I'm going to use the phrase Claude Makélélé role.
Oh, steady on now. That is high praise.
And that is a ball round the corner there by Regay. I thought he was going to win a free kick. But
yeah, I thought it was potentially clipped by McIntosh, I think it is.
But no, it was nothing given. And the referee just waved it away. So it will be a throw-in from that goalkeeper's clearance. And Jefford is just chasing after the ball, and he'll go and collect that for the throw. But Tottenham are going to be really pleased with the fact that they've taken a 3-0 lead now, because the fact is there are really important results going on elsewhere. And if things stay like this, it's going to look really good for the home side.
Yeah, it was always a question about holding your nerve for a little bit. And obviously you want to be on the front foot all the time, but Regay won the ball really high up the pitch. Kasimu just hadn't got his way back into an onside position.
There I was, refreshing my page, thinking there was no danger there. Offside flag saves the blushes of the defensive line.
I think Kasimu's going to go in the book.
Okay, well, yeah, Hish Kasimu has been booked. From what I can tell from other people, it was for kicking the ball away, which...
It's a bit unfair, because maybe he didn't know that he was... I mean, he was clearly offside, but maybe just in that anyway. the decision's made.
Jones, long ball there. Olamiwa with the header, but doesn't stop the attack completely. And Bremner's able to come through with the ball, but a free kick is given against him, and it will be a Tottenham ball.
So three players from either side in the book now. Obviously, one of Tottenham's players has come from the bench.
Very true. Very true. Good observation there. Give that man a goldfish, as my dad would say.
Another goal to tell you about in the FA Trophy. It's come at Stockport, where Larkhall's FA Trophy run is all but over. Stockport have slotted home a third to go 3-0 up.
But look, what a day out for them. And that ball round the corner, there was a little pull there on Kasimu. Kasimu's still got it. He plays it across to Griffin, and it's just... It's cleared away, but it will be a free kick as Kasimu had a late challenge against him, and it will be McIntosh to go into the book now to make it the seventh player on the day to be booked.
Yeah, he was doing all he could to prevent Kasimu from getting either bursting into the box himself or squaring that across for Griffin. In the end, you could see consistently trying to pull him back. Still couldn't prevent Kasimu, but that is going to be dragged back for the free kick, and McIntosh is going to go into the book.
Thank you for that.
That's all right.
But tell you what, I'm enjoying today's football. There is a player down on the deck for AFC Tottenham, and Andrew Hanley has been called on. And it looks like it is Ben Jefford.
Yeah, the captain for the day.
Yeah. Wow, it's those old limbs, isn't it? I'm not going to say. I know that he won't be listening back to this, so I can say that. And I'll say it to his face as well. But no, I didn't see anything. And it's always a bit concerning when it's off the ball.
Yeah, it is a little bit, because you're never sure if it's just going to be just a little bit. What's the word I'm looking for? Whether it's just a slight strain potentially, or whether it's something worse. I will say he doesn't seem to be in a. He's still down, but he did. You know, it's not like he's clearly in pain.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Like sometimes, you know, you see someone will land funny and they'll tear a knee ligament or. Or, you know, twist an ankle, snap an Achilles, but didn't see exactly what it was, but he's going off under his own power, so that's all
right.
Did
you hear what Steve Brookwell just said?
I did not.
He said his walking stick fell out from underneath him. That's a bit cruel, isn't it? But he is being helped to the touchline there by Andrew Hanley. But
there is going to be a substitution being readied here as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine that we might see Jordan Regay go into at left back, potentially, because Shaq Gwengui is... going to be coming on. Yeah, so Jordan Regay is going to be going into left back from what we can tell, and Shaq Gwengui will come into that left attacking midfield role, and it will see Ben Jefford come off, which is it's a shame.
Yeah, played well. It's always frustrating as well when you're the captain if you have to come off, but again, just probably just precautionary.
I haven't seen who's been given the armband, which is interesting. Headed out of play there. Freddie Reid with the header back into the box there. And his first involvement, Gwengui, is to win this ball. Griffin back to Hoey. Plays it inside to Reid. Got Griffin outside him. Plays the ball into the box. And the keeper was grasping it at a height. But he's able to collect it and take a bit of pressure off.
Yeah, claims that one well. There's been a sending off at Evesham. They're 3-2 up at home to Lymington, but they're going to have to defend for their lives because Thomas Chamberlain has been sent off for the hosts.
Just going to be another change for the away side here, and it's going to be Carnell Chambers, who has been booked to make way, and it will be number 14 to come on, and that is Jake Jackson.
I'm still of the opinion that Chambers is very lucky to be able to be subbed off.
Yeah, I would say exactly the same thing. I can only imagine that based on the team that we've currently got out, it's either going to be Griffin or Noisy who's the captain now, would you say? I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah,
Jefford still has the armband on, actually.
Oh, that's why we can't spot it.
Yeah. So there's a header one there by Tommaso, but it goes out for a throw-in. On this near side, just in front of the stand here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Tottenham, 3 goals to the good. Goals from Ben Jefford, who's just been subbed off. Jack Hoey and Jordan Reggett give them that 3-0 lead. Shaq Gwengui coming on for Jefford. It's a good play here from Cinderford, and now they play the longer ball over the top, looking for Emmett, but both Emmett and Olamiwa will just see that run out of play. But yeah, you can see that Andrew Hanley is still on the side of Ben Jefford, and he He's not looking particularly good, is he, Ben?
Yeah, he's walking very gingerly down the sideline on that long ball forward. I think maybe at the start of the game, Emmett might put that real chase in and keep it in bounds. But, 65 minutes in, don't quite have the legs.
Yeah, actually, even later than that, we've only got 19 minutes left of this game.
Oh, yeah, I can't do math. 70 minutes in.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's quick maths.
Matters to me.
And it will be a free kick to Cinderford against Jack Hoey again. It didn't look like there was anything malicious there, but I think Ben Jefford is just going to head straight down. He's going to go down to the dugout and take a seat, but he is limping. I think he's going to have a chat with Dan Sackman.
Of course, he had a little spell on the sidelines after he sustained a heavy challenge against Lymington.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll be all right. He has got a smile on his face, but it is a bit of a wry smile, isn't it?
The fact that he's gone to the bench rather than straight down the tunnel is probably a good sign.
That's a good header there by Olamiwa. Out of play on this near side, and it will be a throw into Cinderford.
Yeah, just under a little bit of pressure from Jackson.
Let's have a little look around the ground, see if there are any more goals to report. Benj, if you get onto the FA Trophy, see if there's anything there.
I am having a look.
Gwengri's won that ball, but now he's given it away to Emmett. Clip ball into the substitute, Jackson. But Totten win it there. Jack Hoey clears it away to Griffin, but it's headed by McIntosh. And Drew has the ball, and it's met by the onrushing Raggett. And there's a fist pump there from one of the fans sitting over by the far side next to the rainbow thank you NHS flag.
We've got a league goal to tell you about.
Oh, hit
it's
me.
It's come at Highworth Town. Fulton Rovers pushing for the playoff spots, one of the best travelling teams in the league. Not today, it seems, because Robert Dean has put Highworth Town 2 goals to the good.
Oh, interesting. There are a few interesting results here for AFC Totten. Reed, there was a claim against him for a handball. And there was a foul there, and now a handball is given against him as he falls onto the ball. So it will be a Cinderford free kick. They play it quickly, but they're dispossessed here. Shaq Gwengri does well, puts his body in the way, and does really well again there. Really, really trying to take his opportunity well.
Dan Sackman loved it.
Yeah, he really did. You could hear him say, yes, Shaq. That's what he likes to see. He likes to see players who are going to have that grit and determination.
Yeah, he likes the intensity from the bench, and especially if he wants the side to press high up the pitch, Shaq Gwengri's providing that.
A loose touch there by the substitute, Spurrier. Allows momentarily Griffin to win that ball, but now it's with Molyneux, who drives the ball over to Emmett, and it's a good touch there. And for a second, he had beaten Bourne for pace. And there's a push there in the back on Olamiwa from the other substitute, but the cross comes right the way across, and Regay does really well to win this ball. Little flick there from Griffin, and now the ball round the corner from Reed, looking for Griffin again, and there's physicality there. And Griffin has kept it in play. No, he hasn't. It has gone out of play. It was a very, very late whistle.
All eyes on the assistant referee there. Olamide was having a little chat with the ref, maybe because he felt, as he mentioned, he got a little push in the back from Jackson on that cross.
Yeah, but Olamide was just going to have to keep himself calm, because if not, he's going to go into the book for something silly, for dissent.
I think he is.
Oh, he's just... That's embarrassing, ref! You could hear him say, I didn't swear, but either way, the referee's going to take his name, and Kapugamu is already pulling him away just to try and calm him down. Okay, so yes, Olamide was going into the book, which is never good. And that does mean that both of the central defenders for Totten are going to be in the book. But Kapugamu already in the team and calming players down. That's the sort of voice you need around the club, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll use the phrase that he's an old head on young shoulders.
Love it. Love that. That's very good. We're just being announced the attendance is 523, which is a really good turnout.
That is very good turnout. Again, especially side, it's a bit cold, it's a bit damp, and you think, maybe not. But yeah, credit to everyone who's come out and shown a very much appreciated support.
And I know if Harry Brookwell was here, he would be commending the fans for turning up and spending their hard-earned money to watch AFC Totten play. There's going to be a third and final change for AFC Totten, and it will be Harry Medway to come on, and he will be replacing Adi Olamiwa. But the thing is, of course,
I was going to say, because obviously
Medway has been booked as well.
Yeah, Olamiwa, just again, not necessarily that he's going to make a rash challenge, but maybe if he's a little bit ticked off with the ref, it's just don't risk it. Even though Medway's been booked, he hasn't really had that interaction yet.
And there is an offside flag there. And Drew is he was not happy with that, to say the least. So yeah, they're going to make that change now. So here comes Harry Medway, and he's got the armband on. There is where it is.
That's where it's gone.
It was going all the way around, so it's a pre-planned change by the looks.
Well, either that or when Addy's got into the book, Sackers has just thought, you know what, let's prevent this situation before it starts.
But the only thing is that with Harry Medway coming on, he has been booked, and actually being cold and not getting in, not having got into the game.
Sometimes
yet,
it can take a while to get up to speed, exactly. Especially if you've had a little spell on the sidelines.
Yeah, and you can see that Addy is frustrated, and he's heading straight down the tunnel here.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is probably just so that he doesn't do something that he regrets.
Yeah, they might have directed him to do that, but that long ball forward there from Bourne has stayed in play, and Shaq Gwengwe has won himself a corner. I tell you what, that is great perseverance.
Yeah, because he could have just given that ball up for dead, knowing that even if he did keep it in, it's not in the best position. But he's followed it all the way through, and this is what you love to see from a substitute, is getting on, getting involved, and keeping that intensity up.
Well, this would be an inspired change. Harry Medway has made his way into the box, as has Kapugamu, just arriving late. It's played short from Reed to Gwengwe. Reed clips it into the box, and Harry Medway is there, and he's forced Jones into a point blank range save. And I nearly had the commentator's grace there, but hey ho, it's going to be another corner.
Yeah, he coming back towards the ball, craned his neck brilliantly, and yeah, quick hands up high from Jones to tip it over the bar. No more grace to tell you about in the FA Trophy involving Lark Hall, who was still 3-0 down at Stockport. Parkway still 1-0 up at Spennymoor.
We've not had any update to say that the second half has started at Parkway game.
I'm Spennymoor. Sure it has.
Corner comes in to Reed, and it was nearly at Medway's head there as well. And a header back in there from Griffin. Nearly found its way to Shaq, and they're able to get the ball away at the third or fourth attempt. R. Cinderford. McIntosh plays the ball forward here, and now they're driving forward with Spurrier. Little push there from Tommaso. Spurrier still got the ball, and then they can squash that attack by taking the ball out away from him using four players or something. And now Kasimu has been released by Griffin. Kasimu is driving forward here. He's cut inside. He's still got an opportunity here. Plays it back to Reed. Reed finds Gwengwe. Gwengwe puts it into the bottom right-hand corner and makes it four. Shaq Gwengwe. Now that is an inspired substitution. Shaq Gwengwe comes on as a substitute and tucks it away to put this game completely, well and truly, out of Cinderford Town's reach. It's AFC Tottenham 4, Cinderford Town 0.
Brilliant change from Dan Sackman. We've seen that Gwengwe's been right at it since he's come on. And since he's come on, I think you could say that he's probably deserved a goal, and he took it really well. Prevented the attack because there were lots of numbers back for Totten. Sam Griffin, he just pokes the ball into space for Kasimu to chase. Waits it nicely. Kasimu picks it up, and with not much on, he drives forward. He commits defenders. They make a good challenge, actually, in all truth. But Kasimu keeps the ball. He keeps his, rather than taking the shot through a crowd of bodies, he keeps his eyes up. He picks out Reed, pick the shot on, but he sees Gwengwe in space on that left-hand side. He opens his body up, kicks out the corner with some aplomb. That nil, game over. Thank you very much. Good night.
When I don't say good night, people turn off. Cinderford are on the attack here, but that is so composed there by Kapugamu. He turns the ball on the corner and is able to just move the player off the ball. And now Gwengwe has released Reed. Reed plays it forward, looking for Kasimu, and Jones clears it high, and that's almost in the top on the healing ground.
I'd have said it's into row Z if it went that high.
Brilliant.
I've been wanting to use that one. So with the Durley game, you say, yes, it's Durley, whatever, but, you know, how much can you take from it? What maybe it has done is that players who were, you know, not just a little bit short confidence in front of goal, they found that goal-scoring form a little bit now. Hoey got another one on the score sheet. Gwengui took his goal brilliantly.
Rickett as well, yeah. Getting the goal. Yeah, and, yeah, that's very true.
And, you know, obviously winning 13-0 is always going to be a good night, but especially if you can, get players into goal scoring form, you take that all day long.
Exactly. That header there comes off a defender, and Reed plays the ball into the box looking for Griffin. And it's met by Steve Brookwell saying, great ball, unlucky. But it's cleared off a defender there. And it comes to Gwengui. And there was a foul there by the keeper on Kasimu, but nothing given. Finds Kasimu. Kasimu looks to curl it in. Oh, and it's thundered off the post.
And now Hoey's down in the area and nothing's given again.
And it's cleared away there and it will be a Tottenham throw. But he has absolutely thumped the post there, has Hish Kasimu. But a couple of really strong claims for penalties there.
Yeah, he just clipped it round the keeper and he just couldn't quite curl it back in bounds. The challenge on Hoey, I'm not sure whether it was a penalty or not, but and actually the challenge on Kasimu from the goalkeeper, I think, might have been outside the area. But again, they're playing with fire here, the Cinderford defensive line.
Medway plays the ball back to Noyce, and Noyce will just clear this long as far away from his goal as he possibly can. Header by Molyneux. Headed back by Bourne. And it falls to Tommaso, who just comfortably plays it back to substitute Harry Medway. Captain's armband on his arm. Plays it forward to Griffin, who's dispossessed, but it will be a Tottenham throw. And it's thrown early. Given to Hoey. There are two men across. It finds to Gwengui. Can he finish it? And it's a good save there by Jones. And it looks like it might have hit him in the face. And Jones has gone down in a bit of a heap.
Yeah, he recovered well. Made his way all the way across the area. I think Gwengui probably should have taken it first time, in truth, but he was a little bit wary and he just didn't want to rush the opportunity, and it gave Jones a chance to come across and cover.
It's one of those old footballing cliches that as the game rolls on, that the defenders that have been worked the hardest, there are going to be major gaps there. We are seeing that as a picture in front of us, aren't we? There are massive gaps and Tottenham are exploiting them.
Yeah, they've been rewarded for their intensity throughout the game, because now, as you mentioned, it's partly because Cinderford are trying to rescue something from the game, and it's partly because they're just weary, that those gaps really are opening up and Tottenham are exploiting them.
So it will be Freddie Reed with this corner down to our far extreme right-hand side as we look at it. Gwengui offers a short option, but he goes back into the box here. Still plenty of numbers for Tottenham. He lifts it into the box and that's gone behind and onto the roof of the net, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, I thought for a second there that maybe he was going to trouble the keeper itself, but in the end actually over the top and onto the roof of the net. 523 announced attendance,
as we
mentioned,
isn't it?
Earlier. Hello to everyone getting in touch on Podbean as well. Or Voldemort says get in. Chris Marshall says good team, great team goal, and a rage, but a smiley face in the chat as well, which is nice.
We'll take that. We like an emoji.
We will take that all day, every day. Still no other goals to tell you about across the division. No more goals to tell you about in the Premier League either. So still Newcastle 1, Watford 0, Norwich 2-0 up on Everton, and Wolves 2-0 up on Southampton.
And yet another booking from this referee. And that is for Nicholas Jones in the goal for Cinderford, which means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is 9 yellow cards in one game.
And it doesn't necessarily feel like it's been particularly fractious. Sometimes when there's a lot of cards, you feel like there's a real... But it's just, yeah, maybe just some clumsy challenges.
Yeah, maybe he got some new cards for Christmas and he's just wanting to give them a good outing.
As there's a free kick given against Tottenham there, maybe just a little bit over the back was Kapugamu on that defensive header. Dartford still 1-0 up on Weymouth in the FA Trophy, but 1-1 between Notts County and Eastleigh. Plymouth Parkway maintaining that 1-0 lead at Spennymoor. And Larkhall still 3-0 down to Stockport County.
So, yeah, in a dangerous position here, slightly further out than the last free kick that Cinderford had. This is probably about 25 yards out, very central yet again. Brooks and I think it might be Bremner standing over it. Brooks and Bremner. Yeah, it looks like it is. So it could be the right foot of Brooks or the left foot of Bremner. It's the right foot of Brooks and it's straight into the wall. And Raguette is able to just clear it very, very long, and it's all the way through
to
Jones.
He's got two. I mean, you can see what he's trying to do. Get Kasimu in behind, but he's just got way too much on that. A hell of a leg.
But that's a good challenge there by Harry Medway. And the header on there from Hoey has released Kasimu. He's onside. Can he get a shot away? He can. And it's just wide. He blasts it wide and it actually falls at the feet of Craig Hobbs, the the club photographer.
It's done. He's done well there. It's a what's the word I'm looking for? A driven finish across the goalkeeper. Didn't get a touch on it in the end, but with the goalkeeper closing in, just couldn't quite find the angle.
So we're just preparing Benj to go down and do a little post-match interview on the pitch. So we're just getting the radio Michael sorted and ready as Jones's goal kick is met with the usual little jeer. I'll see you in a bit, Benj.
Side.
Sorry, I didn't have you faded up. So you are now up.
Thanks, Doug.
No worries. So a little chat here between Dan Sackman and Shaq Gwengri. Gwengri making a good like 60-yard run. And Kasimu is down on the deck and Andrew Hanley is running on. So hopefully this is nothing severe.
We've used all three substitutions now, I think. So
yeah, so it would mean that they would have to play with 10 men for the last of this game. So you're just having a little chat down there with ads.
I am indeed. I'm also going to do it in my shoelaces so I don't fall over and embarrass myself when I go on the pitch.
I'll fade you down. So Shaq Gwengri runs back on here. Just hearing that Saints might have pulled one back. Let's have a little look and a little refresh of my page here. We will let you know as soon as that is confirmed. And it is confirmed here. Yes, Steve Brookwell is correct. And it is a goal from James Ward-Prowse in the 84th minute. So still an opportunity here for Saints to get a point potentially. But they're going to need to do 6 minutes there. Wolves. So as Benji does his shoelaces up and Hishikasimu staggers back to his feet, you can start seeing the breath from players' mouths. It is turning into a bit of a chilly evening as a bit of mist and fog just rolls in. Come on, Ben, this is something you'll know. What's the difference between mist and fog?
Is there one?
I believe. No, this is probably going to cause many people to turn off. I think it might be wrong. People, let me know if it's wrong. I think it's if it's hot air over cold ground or hot ground with cold air over the top. I'm not sure. But hey-ho. And the ball played forward here, looking for Shaq Gwengri. And it's rolling out of play. And Gwengri nearly makes it there, but it goes out of play at the feet of Molyneux.
Yeah, again, even though he hasn't been able to keep that in bounds, it's what you want from a manager. Your substitutes come on, using those fresh legs, chasing down every ball, even if it seems like a lost cause.
So it's played out from the goalkeeper, out to Owen Taylor. Not seen much of him this game. They're just moving the ball around at the back here, R. Cinderford. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, you've missed an absolute corker here. 4-0 to the good. Our AFC Tottenham goals from Jefford, Hoey, Reggett, Shaq Gwengri with the most recent one. And we've got less than a minute left of normal time in this game. And they're showboating a bit here. And it nearly didn't work out there.
Yeah, Griffin just trying a cheeky little back heel inside and just about able to recover. And then Adam Tommaso does the exact opposite and punts it down the pitch. I will say it's not quite the 8-1 we had at their place, but 4-0 is still a very good result.
Yeah, it's comfortable. Yeah, it's comfortable. And a changed side, as we said, like four changes for Tottenham today. So Cinderford still have the ball here. As a few members of the crowd just start to make their way towards the exits. Knowing the job is done, Brooks, ball around the corner there, and Regay can clear it long. And that is as far away as he would possibly want it. And there is a Cinderford Town player down on the deck there. Referee's playing on it. Doesn't look like it's a head injury. And then Emmett gives it to Bourne, and Bourne touches it to Gwengri, but they have now gone to check on the player. Doesn't need to stop the game because it's not head injury, but still... He was in quite a well, uncomfortable position on the pitch.
Yeah, he's still down on the floor. Haven't seen the referee come and wave the physio on yet.
So that's the end of normal time. Haven't seen the board yet to see how many additional minutes there will be.
No, I think I saw the referee turn to his assistant and put up a 4.
Really? As many as that? Okay, well, I can understand that. There have been lots of bookings and substitutions, of course. We've had, well, plenty of substitutions. We've had 5 of those. Benj, who is going to receive your award as the Stags Radio Man of the Match?
That is a very good question, actually.
That is a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been trying to think about it, but there's no easy candidate, I don't think.
Benj, I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
I think I've got someone in mind.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on to it for now, and it is going to be an AFC Tottenham ball here. An uncontested drop ball. And so Callum Bourne gets that ball and just gives it back to Kapugamu. Just having a little look to see how many is going to be on Andrew Hanley's board as the ball goes forward. And it will be 4 minutes. You are correct. Well observed there.
Well observated, you were going to say, weren't you?
Nearly. That is well observed by you, though, Benj. As I can just see Alibaba's kebab van, just plumes of what looks like smoke. They must be firing up the oil, ready for people leaving. Emmett, on this near side.
Smells really good, by the way.
It does smell really good. Cuts inside, and it's just a loose touch there by Taylor. And Bourne is closed down, and Kapugamu has to win the header. It's a good touch there by Cinderford. And they play the ball back, and it was Owen Taylor with that excellent touch there. McIntosh turns back away from Griffin. Receives a little push in the process, but they keep hold of the ball to Cinderford. But so many men behind the ball here for Totten, they're not able to get out.
No, this is just, again, just defending, doing what needs to be done. They withstood a spell of pressure earlier in the game before we had that counter-attack for the third goal, and they're just happy to do the same again here, it seems.
I've got to say, Shaq Gwengwe has looked really good since he came on.
He has, actually. He's been, you know, maybe has a point to prove because he wasn't in the starting lineup today.
And that is cleared away from danger there by Tommaso Offa, defender, and it will be a throw-in to Totten. Not taking it quickly at all. They're taking their sweet time as we just see Ben Jefford wandering down the tunnel here. Long throw there, headed by Haswell, and a challenge there by Taylor, and Gwengwe has gone down in a lump, and he made it. It is very loud there. It was right in front of you, Benj.
It was quite loud. I think maybe just caught a little, just some studs as he was going for the that challenge, but. Yeah, he's been able to make his way up.
Anything malicious?
I don't think so. No, just caught him perhaps, and the referee was happy enough with it, and Shaq Gwengwe's been able to pick himself up pretty quickly.
So with 2 minutes left of added time here, AFC Tottenham 4-0 up at home to Cinderford, which is going to be a really good result. Well, it will be a really good result. It's not going to change now. Another challenge on Gwengwe, and advantage is played. A very late advantage there from the referee. Played back to Medway. Medway passes it to Reed, who cuts inside, looks for Bourne, and Bourne's got a bit of space here. He's got Kasimu on his outside. Plays it to Kasimu. Bourne making the overlapping run. Defender's not really committing to anything now. Bourne plays it over, and it does go behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, poor delivery from that, to be honest. Bourne's been very well. He's played very well. He's defended on his flank nicely when he's had to get into the box and clear out some set pieces. Win some aerial challenges, he's done that as well. He's played very well, I think.
So, come on, who is your AFC Tottenham? No, sorry, your Stags Radio Man of the Match?
I'm going to give a big nod to Jordan Regé, who I think has been excellent, but I'm going to go with Jack Hoey today, I think.
I think that's a great shout, and that's who I would go for. Oh, there's some interesting results here in the Southern League Division 1 South. First result of the day is that Willand Rovers have recorded a 3-0 victory at home to Slimbridge. Evesham United against Lymington Town ended 4-3 to Evesham.
Wow, what a game.
4-3 to Evesham, and there was an 83rd minute penalty from Freddie Bullard for Lymington in that one. Just waiting for the other classified results here.
That despite Evesham going down to 10 men in the second half.
Exactly. And there is the full-time whistle here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Tottenham 4, Cinderford Town 0. Job done for Tottenham.
Yeah, a very good performance actually today. 4-0, I think, shows the difference between the two sides on the day.
So, It would be good to get a word with our Stags Radio man of the match. I know Hish is just heading straight off the pitch, so you're going to miss him.
I will see if I can track him down.
Yeah, so I can see that you're making your way over towards Jack Coey. Hopefully, we can have a chat with him. But look, in terms of the result, it was a great victory for AFC Tottenham here at home. And I tell you what, Benji is here. He's down there with Jack Coey.
Jack, another great result today and a good performance. What's your summary of the game?
Yeah, we had a lot more chances than we probably took, but it's always good to get a 3 points. So that was the main thing, and we done it. So, yeah, always good.
Talk us through your goal, because it was a really well-placed finish.
Yeah, so I sort of put the ball out to Griff on the right originally. Griff done really well, got down the line. Luckily, just got a toe on it back to me, and it just fell nicely. Thought if I hit it cleanly, which I did, it went, yeah, flew in the bottom corner, so it was nice.
Your first start in the league for a few games. How does it feel to be back in the starting lineup and giving a performance like that?
Yeah, I mean, we all just want to play games. Everyone here wants to play games. We all want to do well. We all want to help Tottenham move up and progress. So, yeah, when you don't play, it's frustrating. But the lads have been, you know, doing well. We've got some good results recently. And then get my chance again today. And, yeah, hopefully show the gaffer that I deserve to stay in.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Jack.
I wonder whether you're going to be able to get a chat with Dan Sackman. He normally heads over to the man with the mic, but we will see whether he comes over to you. But look,
I'm sure he will.
Jack Coey, great run of goal scoring form, and I tell you what, for him to come back in and put in a performance like that, it shows that he was right to be selected.
Yeah, his fifth goal in his fifth goal in four appearances as well. So rich vein of goal scoring form, and I have got the gaffer Dan Sackman with me now. Dan, good performance and a good result today, I think.
Yeah, really happy with the clean sheet. Sounds a bit defensive-minded, but something that we've struggled with is maintaining that concentration and focus at the back for a whole game. I thought we did that really well. Probably disappointed maybe to nick one or two more goals, but you know, if you're scoring four at home and not conceding, it's a good day.
Yeah, a few changes in the starting lineup today. First time we've seen Jack Coey in the league for a few games, new central defensive pairings. Were you happy with the players that came into the side?
Very happy. We chose a team today. So you look at Cinderford and what they might have threatened us with, and we knew they'd be energetic, we knew they'd be lively. So we had to pick a team that matched that first and foremost. So we had a lot of mobility in midfield. We had Jordan stretching it wide. So it was really, really important that we had that mobility and endeavour. So that sort of alluded to some of the changes. So yeah, individually, I think Jack had a really good game coming back. He's had a bit of a knee problem, so he looked really good. And it was nice to see Pascal get 90 minutes in the league game under his belt. And I've just spoke to him then, and he's over the moon to be back playing. So that's a good
Benji, just quickly, do you want to let Dan know that Froome have lost 2-0 at home to Cirencester?
They're just telling you what's going on else around the league. Cirencester won 2-0 at Froome as well. So spicing up the top of the table, Cirencester now going top of the league. I just want to ask about Jack Masterton, who came off in the second half, had a heavy challenge, and Ben Jefford looked like he picked up a knock as well. What's the early word on those two?
Jesse is sore. No diagnosis yet, but he was struggling. The thing we've got to remember about Jack is he's not played much football. Because of work commitments and other things and COVID, he's not played many minutes. So I think we saw a really good hour out of him today, and we're building him back up towards being able to get 90 done. So we were happy with his contribution, and he took a few heavy knocks. So we were equally happy to be able to get him off and get him some rest as well.
Yeah, one more as well. Obviously made a few substitutions. I thought Shaq Gwengui was really lively coming off the bench, and I see a few times as well. You were pretty happy with his input from the sideline.
Yeah, I think he, out of all of the ones who didn't start today, might have felt the most disappointed after being in the last couple of games. But credit to him, his attitude is always spot on. He was positive in the changing room, in and around the bench. And when he got his opportunity, he took it really well. So, it's a good way to react to not starting a game.
And now we look forward to Lymington in the Cup.
Yeah, so that's another opportunity to keep momentum, maybe get some minutes into some other players. And then obviously we have quite a big run in the league against the Cirencester and then Sholin, and we have sort of Froome on the horizon as well. So it's a really exciting time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dan.
It was great to hear from Dan there. It's always great to hear from Dan, and he's always so warmly approving of coming to chat to us. And he likes talking to us. He likes talking about the game. He's a football man through and through. And that assessment of the game, he's... You can see he's buoyant. He's dancing around on the touchline. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously winning always breeds a good atmosphere, especially when you perform the way that we did and get a big result with other sides dropping points around the league. But he's always very gracious with his time, always happy to talk to us after the game. And yeah, you can. Oh, it's always good to get, you know, the reasons behind some of the thoughts. Maybe he picks up on stuff obviously that we don't, like the fact that Jack Martinson's not necessarily been as available as much as I'm sure Jack would like as well. Jack Coe, with that little bit of a knee problem, he has had his knee in some kinesio tape. So again, coming into the starting lineup, performing well, and seeing Shaq providing that impact from the bench.
So after today's results, including Scholing's draw with Biddeford, this is how the table looks. Cirencester Town topped the table with 48 points. Froome dropped to second for the first time in a long, long while. They're on 46. Totten have a game in hand on Froome and two games in hand on Cirencester. They're on 42. Winchester have jumped ahead of Scholing into fourth on goal difference. Winchester and Scholing in fourth and fifth, both on 40 points. But that is the end of our broadcast for tonight. Benji, thank you so much for being with me.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure as always. And I'll see you on Tuesday for Lymington.
Yep, Benji will be leading commentary against Lymington on Tuesday night in the quarterfinal of the Hampshire Senior Cup here at the Snow Stadium. Please get yourself down here for that game. Support the guys in a cup run. And we will be with you on Stags Radio if you're not able to be here. Benj, have a good rest of your weekend.
You too, mate.
And to all you listeners as well, have a good weekend. The full-time score here at the Snow Stadium is AFC Totten 4, Cinderford Town 0.